Good morning, everybody. We're still just a couple minutes from beginning our service today here at our special time. We want to thank all of God's people, our members and our guests, and we've got some guests that have come from not only quite a distance, but quite a different, shall we say, temperature. Our guest preacher today, the high temperature where he's going to be, it's going to be minus 12. Below minus 26. So for any of you that want to complain how cold it is, just think of not only the warmth of the weather, but the warmth of the Spirit that's going to guide us today. What a special day we have, and we hope that you can join us for as much of it as possible. When we get done with worship here, we're going to start making our way over. We'll fellowship, and we'll probably be eating at 12 noon, maybe a little bit before. I think you're going to like our meal. I think you're going to like a lot of the things that we've got for today. And it culminates with bringing in the new year, a Georgia New Year, at 3 o'clock this afternoon. If you're wondering what that means, well, we'll find out when we get to that. And if a couple of you can't stay for that, you want to come up and have me whisper in your ear just what that is, I'll be glad to tell you. But the rest of the day is going to have a lot of special things for it. But we want to thank our special guest preacher. He's the third vice president of our church body, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And he's a man who, if ever you've met a man whose heart is on fire for the Lord, it is him. He was born in Nazareth, not Nazareth, Pennsylvania, Nazareth, as we know. And so hopefully you'll get a chance to visit with him. He will be more than happy to sit down and visit with as many of you as he can. Very engaging individual, so we're certainly looking forward to that. Just a quick reminder for everybody as we go in, there will be no other New Year's Eve services or festivities either tonight or tomorrow. Just what we're going to be doing today is all we're going to do. Next weekend, we started in a program here that was called Doxology. And I've got some lay people that are going to be going with me to the second phase of Doxology, which is next weekend down by Orlando. And once we get back, we'll start explaining a lot more about what this program is, what it does. And it's something that benefits me spiritually, and it's something that hopefully will benefit all of us spiritually. But I will be gone next weekend. Pastor Roger Keller will be leading all of our worship services Saturday night and Sunday. Our Bible studies are going to be beginning again in 2 weeks, including the Bethmore study back in the conference room by Phyllis Miller, and a new Point of Power Bible study on the books of Daniel and Jonah that'll be here in the sanctuary that we'll be pleased to lead. So as God's people, we prepare ourselves for worship here, and what we're going to do now is we're going to give ourselves just a couple more minutes here. We're going to start with the pre-service music, and then our worship service will be beginning from the back of the church here. Welcome to God's people of faith here at Faith as we celebrate 60 years of grace in His mercy and His kingdom. Friends, we begin with an opening responsive reading from Psalm 145. Please stand and face the back. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. To make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. You may face forward as the cross passes. Friends, as we before we continue in our worship this morning, one other quick announcement, especially on behalf of our guests this morning. Whoever you are, please, we've got these Faith Fellowship cards that are in the racks in front of you. Let us know that you were here today. Fill this out at the end of the offering. After the ushers have brought the plates forward, they will be coming back through. You may send your cards into the centers of the rows, and the ushers will collect them. It'll let us know today, all of God's people that have come here, both from near and from far. And again, thank you, everybody, for being a part of our service today. Friends, we begin by calling to mind our baptisms. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? Friends, we do bear that same burden of our transgressions, but we also know that there is nothing we can offer God that would pay the price for our sins. So we confess our sins to God in repentant faith, trusting only in his mercy for the sake of Jesus, beginning with a moment of silence. Holy and gracious God, I confess that I have sinned against you. Some of my sin I know, the thoughts and words and deeds of which I am ashamed, but some is known only to you. I do not live the blessed life you offer me as I reject your ways. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask forgiveness. Deliver and restore me, that I may once again see the true joy of your salvation. God the Father loves us. His Son Jesus died for us. And through the Holy Spirit, we are guided to a God-pleasing life. For Jesus' sake and in his stead, it is my privilege and joy to announce to you that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you. Let us pray this prayer together. Almighty and ever-living God, through all of our years, you have made us both to will and to do those things that are good and acceptable in your sight. As we move forward in your name and by the power of your word, let your fatherly hand ever guide us and your Holy Spirit ever be with us, to direct us in the knowledge and obedience of your word, that we may obtain everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The New Testament lesson is from Ephesians chapter 1. In Christ we have redemption according to the riches of his grace. St. Paul writes, in Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Long ago, at many times and in various ways, God spoke to the forefathers by the prophets.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In place of the creed this morning, we speak the portions of the first three petitions of the Lord's Prayer. What is the first petition of the Lord's Prayer?
Hallowed be thy name.
What does this mean? God's name is certainly holy in itself, but we pray in this petition that it may be kept holy among us also. How is God's name kept holy? God's name is kept holy when the Word of God is taught in its truth and purity. And we as the children of God also lead holy lives according to it. Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven. But anyone who teaches or lives contrary to God's word profanes the name of God among us. Protect us from this, Heavenly Father. What is the second petition? Thy kingdom come. What does this mean? The kingdom of God certainly comes by itself without our prayer. But we pray in this petition that it may come to us also. How does God's kingdom come? God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives us his Holy Spirit so that by his grace we believe his holy word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. What is the third petition? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does this mean? The good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayer. But we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. How is God's will done? God's will is done when he breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, which do not want us to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come. And when he strengthens and keeps us firm in his word and faith until we die. This is his good and gracious will.
What a joy and privilege to be with you today to help you celebrate this glorious occasion of 60 years of God's rich blessings about a town called Newport Richey. It should be called Newport Richly because you have been so richly blessed for 60 years. It is indeed an honor, a privilege to greet you this day. I bring greetings to you from President Harrison, all your brothers and sisters across this land, and a special greeting from my own congregation, Trinity Lutheran Church of Hartford, South Dakota, whom your pastor served there for 10 full years. Members of Faith Lutheran, honored guest, family, and friends, in the name of Jesus, amen. Faithful followers of the Savior, Christ is risen. Hallelujah. I would like you to do something for me. If you have a pen or a pencil, get it out. I'm going to have you work for me a little bit. Then I want you to take your bulletins on the bottom of page 5, beginning with verse 4, which is the text I'm going to be preaching. And the reason I want you to follow along is because I want to highlight the verb forms that are being used. So here we go. He has caused, the word cause in the past tense, his wondrous work, past tense. To be remembered, past tense. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides present and future food for those who fear him. He remembers, past tense, his covenant, past event, forever. He has shown, past event, his people, the power, past, present, and future, of his work. In giving, past, present, and future, them the inheritance of the nations, the works, future, of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established, that is past, present, and future, forever and ever, to be performed, future, with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent, past event, redemption to his people. He has commanded, present and future, his covenant forever, holy and awesome is his name. Now, I didn't do this to make you get confused. That is not my goal. My goal to show you the variety of the Word of God that looks to the back, looks to the present, and move us forward. For this reason, as the Holy Spirit has brought you to this place, I want you in your mind's eye to pause and reflect and remember a little bit of the history of Faith Lutheran Church. So take a moment. I'll come back in a few moments and begin to talk. Now I'm sure as you reflect and remember and think about the history of 60 years, you will honestly have to say there are certain memories that bring laughter and joy. But I'm also certain that during that same period, there has been hurt and there has been tears. But today, as we gather to celebrate 60 years of God's grace, we call upon the Holy Spirit to help us look back for the hope of moving forward. 60 years of God's grace. 60 years of forgiveness being dispensed. 60 years of baptisms, confirmation, and dining with Jesus around his body and blood. 60 years of spiritual growth, maturity, and nourishment through the word and through the sacrament. 60 years of God's rich blessing about Newport richly, because you are rich indeed with the grace of God that surpasses all understanding in the world. 60 years of God's grace in this place as we exalt the name of Jesus above all other names and proclaim that salvation comes only through the Lord Jesus Christ. For he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes unto the Father except through. My colleague and dear friend, President Harrison, the president of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, said this thing sometimes back. I quote, "It is important for a church to know its history and where they come from, so that they can move ahead. It is a sad day when a church does not know where they came from. Because of this forgetting, they will not know where they are going." End of quotation. It is a blessed thing to know our historical background. If we don't, it is a hysterical. So today, we give thanks to the Holy Spirit who has brought you here to reflect and ponder and to give thanks. Today happens to be also the eve of New Year. So on the one hand, we have one leg in the past, and on the other hand, we have one leg in the future. We are spread out. We have one leg in the past, so we reflect by looking back and then ask the Holy Spirit to help us to move forward. As you can see, how important for us to know where we have been, where we have come from, and all of those who have gone before us to build this house of worship. So here in this place, people will grow and mature and come to know the grace of God, that only through his Son there is salvation. And as you think about all of the memories of the past, you need to remember this. It's very important. Are you listening? I just want to make sure you are awake. It is this. In every episode in your life, the resurrected Savior has used it for the good of his church. We have to remember this, that there is nothing in our lives, whether joyful or laughter or sadness or pain, that God does not use for the building up of his church. And so today, we reflect upon the great accomplishment that the risen Savior has accomplished through his pierced and loving hands, and where he has used your hands to be a blessing for others. You see, dear friends, it is by grace alone that you have been brought to this place in your life. As you look back on how others have passed on the faith to you, and as you look more forward in faith, how will you pass that gift of faith to others? Now, the sermon hymn that I had chosen, your pastor had a different one, but I wanted this specific hymn, "Our God, Our Help in Ages Past," says these words in the opening stanza. If you want to follow along, it's page 733. Here is what the author of the hymn has shared with us, and I think it is worthy to be noted again. Notice what it says. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Here lies the truth. Here is where the rubber hits or meets the road. What does this mean? That God has a plan for each and every one of you, and especially your church, Faith Evangelical Lutheran Church, as promised to us through the prophet Jeremiah. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans of good and not of evil, to give you a future and hope. Our life is not only in the past. So often we talk about the good old days. How many times have you used that statement? The good old days. Yeah, I've done it too. You remember when we used to do this? Remember when the church was full? Remember then. We are a people of hope. We look to the future, having looked to the back and realized that our hope is anchored in the rich grace of the resurrection of the third day of Jesus. Our hope is unlike the world's hope. The world says, I hope I win the lottery. If you win the lottery, you're going to have nothing but pain, because now you're going to have friends from everywhere showing up. Oh, Nabil, my buddy, how are you? I like a Mercedes. That's the hope of the world. But everyone who has ever, the majority, according to the statistics, anyone who has won the lottery in 7 years, guess what? They are in debt. This is what the world offers. It's fodder. It's nothing, but by faith, we have hope in the perfect risen Savior. As you look at his perfect work in the past, his death and glorious third day resurrection, who guarantees that he has been with us in the past, will be with us now, and as we look forward to the future, he will guide and direct and make our plans beautiful and faithful. You see, as you look at hope for the future, it's unlike what the world offers. We hope it's going to be a year without any political bickering. Are you kidding me? Come on. Have you ever noticed the politicians not arguing? I hope there will be no wars anywhere. Are you kidding me? All you gotta do is look at my own country. It's been in war ever since it has been established, since 1948. And I am told on an average day there are 200 wars going around the world. So we are hoping for the hopeless. But we have hope in the major messianic movements, that the Savior would come into our world in the flesh, and he fulfilled it. We just celebrated, as you can see, all your Christmas trees, decoration that he entered our world and gave hope to the hopeless, help to the helpless, and opened the gates of heaven for those who believe in him. Our hope is based on the perfect work of the Savior, whose death opened the gates of paradise and who Peter confessed in the gospel reading, "Thou art the living Christ." Our God is not a dead God, but is a God who has been with you for past 60 years, blessing you, guiding you, protecting you, and providing everything that you need in this life, but more importantly, in the life to come. Dear saints in Christ, beloved people of God, here we are standing at the portal of 2018. 2017 is going to be just closing up in a few hours, and 2018 will be beginning. It is an important aspect that we have a historical year ahead of us, but we also have a new church that we just started a few weeks ago. It's church year. The past is behind. The new is ahead. So as you look back, may I be candid with you? I guess I have to. I want you to take a look back at 2017. How many times have you dishonored God? How many times have you shamed God? How many times you let opportunities go by you? How many times you had fallen flat on your face? How many times have you not witnessed about the grace in your life? Now, let me bring it just a little bit closer to you as well. How about your relationship with your spouse? Has there been any hurting words between the two of you? How about your children? How about your friends? How about your pastor? If you're honest, and I hope you are, you would have to admit, just like me, and if you don't believe me, ask my bride of 40 years, she will tell you, I'm a terrible sinner. Sin has its stench on me, just like it has its stench. You see, we are all sinners, and so we try to amend our ways. We try to fix the wrong we have done, and the problem is we can't. But thank God there is one who has. You know him as Jesus the Christ. He has done what we could not do. He lived the perfect life on this earth. There was never a missed opportunity to share the gospel. There was never a day and a time where his hand did not reach someone and touch them, make them whole. There was never a time where Jesus was not caring, loving, and sharing the sweet gospel. And we who follow him can do no less. Because now, the sin that the devil accuses us of has been sealed. The past is behind you. Jesus has taken all of your sins and mine and dropped them into the ocean, never to be seen again, and he has forgotten them. And when you whisper, God, do you remember when I did this? He says, son, I'm sorry, I don't. But he remembers what his son has done for you. He remembers the crucifixion and the shedding of the blood, and he hears the message of the gospel echoing from the cross when Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not. Father, forgive them. And you see, with that statement and with his shed holy blood on the cross of Calvary, all our sins have been closed and hidden from the face of God. And now, you are declared innocent, washed by the blood, redeemed, renewed, and restored. For this reason, on this 60th anniversary, you can look back and you can see what God has accomplished through Faith Lutheran and how richly He has blessed you with the gospel, the sweet gospel, the message that changes hearts and makes you an instrument in His hand. What joy and blessing it is to know that on account of Christ, through Christ, and because of Christ, you and I, as the people of God, will mature, will grow, and we will share the message of hope that is ours on account of Christ's death and resurrection. And now that we have heard of what God has been doing in the past 60 years, we ask Him to bless our time so that we might move forward with the message of hope, with the message of resurrection, with the message of peace, with the message of forgiveness. We look both ways. We look back, but in faith we look and move forward. Why? Because we know in this rich community there are people who do not know Jesus. We know there are people who don't enter a holy place like this.
And now may the strength and the preserve you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Our God, our help in ages past, is our hope for years to come. Depart in His peace. Amen. Welcome to the Savior's table. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which is given into death on the cross for you for the forgiveness of sins. The body of Christ is given into death on the cross for you for the forgiveness of sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death on the cross for you for the forgiveness of sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is given into death on the cross for you for the forgiveness of sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now may this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Our God, our help in ages past, is our hope for years to come. Depart in His peace. Amen. We pray together. Eternal God, we commit to your mercy and forgiveness the year now ending and commend to your blessing and love the times yet to come. In the new year, abide among us with your Holy Spirit, that we may always trust in the saving name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Receive blessing one final time, 2017. Go out into the world in peace, have courage, hold to what is good. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the suffering. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you now into the new year and always. Amen. Friends, we hope you can join us. We're just going to have a people as quickly as possible make our way over to the CLC. For those, I'm assuming there's at least a couple of us that may not be able to join us, but thanks for being a part of this. A blessed new year to all of you. We'll see you in just a few minutes. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks for joining us today.